Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial on the derivative and the tangent line. By completing this tutorial, you will learn the relationship between a secant line and a tangent line. You will understand the formulation and definition of a derivative. You will know how to find derivatives using the definition, and you will apply the derivative to applications. The concept map for this particular topic links previous content to new content. The new content derivatives is linked to the previous content of your knowledge of limits. Derivatives are used to find the slopes of the tangent lines, which are interpreted as instantaneous rates of change. Finally, derivatives are used to solve real-world problems. So exactly what is a tangent line? In this section, we will define the concept of a secant line, show the relationship between a secant line and a tangent line, relate the tangent line to instantaneous rates of change. So let's look at the definition of a tangent line. A tangent line to a curve at a given point is a line that barely touches the curve at that point. Imagine with me, if you will, a circle, and we plot one of the points that's on the circle. We then draw in the line that passes through that point. This line will touch the circle only at that point, and that is what makes it a tangent line. You can think about a tangent line as if it were a pencil balanced on the back of a bug as it walks along a given curve. The tangent line actually comes from another type of line called the secant line. The secant line is a line that passes through two points on a function. So imagine with me, say, a parabola. You choose two ordered pairs that are somewhere on the parabola, and you draw the line through these two points. This line is called the secant line. Now imagine that the point furthest on the right starts to move closer and closer to the other point. We would continue to draw secant lines through these two points until finally the point is right on top of the first point. It's at this point that the secant line converges to the tangent line. Let's look at an example of the rate of change. Suppose that you have a graph whose y-axis shows the miles walked and whose x-axis shows the hours that they have been walking, and the graph itself is just a gentle upward sloping curve. Let's imagine the slope of a secant line between two of the points on this curve. One of the points is 1, 2, the other point is 3, 8. The point 3, 8 would represent that after 3 hours, they have walked 8 miles. In order to find the slope of the secant line, we take the change in y over the change in x. If we figure out the formula, we would end up with 8 minus 2 over 3 minus 1, which simplifies to 6 divided by 2, or 3. The slope of this secant line represents the average rate of change. In this case, since the change is the change in miles over the change in hours, the slope of the secant line represents the average velocity. So the slope of 3 actually stands for 3 miles an hour. Now let's imagine that same example, only this time let's just have a single point on the curve, say the ordered pair 2, 4. If we draw in the tangent line at that point 2, 4, that tangent line slope represents the instantaneous rate of change. In this particular case, it would represent the instantaneous velocity. For this example, it would be 2.77 miles per hour. Let's look at an example of velocity. Suppose that you have a rock and you drop it from the top of the Eiffel Tower, which is 324 meters above the ground. And suppose you're asked to find the velocity of that rock after 4 seconds. To do this, we need to know that the distance that an object has traveled after falling freely for t seconds is known to be s of t equals 4.9 t squared, with that distance being measured in meters. In this case, we're looking for the velocity at a single point in time, and that time would be t equals 4. We're going to start by considering the average velocity. To find the average velocity, you take the distance you travel and divide it by the time it takes to travel that long. For this example, we're going to set up a short interval of time from t equals 4 to t equals 4.2. To find the distances associated with each one of those times, we have to put them back into that formula, 4.9 t squared. Figuring those two numbers out gives us 86.436 for 4.2, and it gives us 78.4 for 4. We will subtract those two numbers and then divide by the 0.2 seconds, and we get an average velocity of 40.18 meters per second. Well, now imagine that we create a table and we shrink the time interval between starting and stopping. So let's say we start at t equals 4 and we stop at t equals 4.1. Applying that same formula, we'd get the average velocity of 39.69. If we shrink the interval from 4.1 to 4.01, our average velocity becomes 39.249. If we continue to shrink the interval from 4.01 to 4.001 and then finally to 4.0001, we end up with an average velocity of 39.2005. What we're seeing is that as the time interval shortens, the average velocity appears to be converging towards 39.2 meters per second, and this would be the instantaneous velocity. This example is illustrating the difference between the average velocity, which can be found by finding the slope of a secant line, and the instantaneous velocity, which you find as the slope of the tangent line. So now let's consider this idea of derivatives. In this section, we're going to learn about the difference quotient. We're going to define the derivative. And then we're going to relate the concept of the derivative to a tangent line. So let's look at an introduction to derivatives. We again have to consider the example where we have a curve where one point on the graph of f of x approaches another. So imagine we have this curve and the first point that you label is a fixed x coordinate and you call that x sub 0. This means that the ordered pair associated with the x value of x sub 0 would be x sub 0, f of x sub 0. Now we take this other point that's further to the right and we say that it is h units away from the first point. That makes its x coordinate x plus h and the corresponding ordered pair x sub 0 plus h, f evaluated at x sub 0 plus h. What we do now is we find the slope of the secant line between those two points using the terminology of x sub 0 and h. So what happens is, the slope being the change in y and the change in x, we subtract the two y values and then we subtract the two x values. The y values were f of x sub 0 plus h and f of x. We subtract those two and the numerator becomes f of x sub 0 plus h minus f of x sub 0. Now the two x values were x sub 0 plus h and x sub 0. When we subtract those, the two x sub 0s go to 0 and we're left with just h on the bottom. So what we have is f of x sub 0 plus h minus f of x sub 0 all divided by h. This expression is called the difference quotient. So now suppose that once again we move that point furthest to the right, closer and closer and closer to that first fixed point. What we're saying there is the distance between the two points is getting smaller and smaller, so we could say that h is approaching 0. Since the secant line approaches the tangent line, as the point on the right gets closer to the point on the left, the slope of the secant line is approaching the slope of the tangent line as h goes to 0. We can use what we learned about limits to express this. We can say that the slope equals the limit as h approaches 0 of that difference quotient. That different quotient again is f of x sub 0 plus h minus f of x sub 0 all divided by h. So what we can say is the slope of the tangent line is given by the answer we get when we evaluate the limit as h approaches 0 of f evaluated at x plus h minus f evaluated at x all divided by h. We're ready to actually look at the definition of the derivative. The derivative of the function f of x is defined to be the slope of the tangent line, and it is given by the formula f prime of x equals the limit as h approaches 0 of f of x plus h minus f of x all divided by h. F prime of x is represented with an f and then the one little apostrophe sign and then the parentheses x. The f prime of x is a notation for the derivative. There are several other common derivative notations. The prime notation is the most common way, but other notations include the differential operator notation, capital D subscript x of f, and the Leibniz notation, which is dy over dx, dy divided by dx, dy over dx in a fraction type expression. Let's look at an example of finding the derivative. We would start with some function of f, such as f of x equals x squared. The derivative is going to be given by the expression we keep repeating, f prime of x equals the limit as h approaches 0 of f evaluated at x plus h minus f evaluated at x all divided by h. So in order to do this, we're going to take the expression x plus h and we're going to substitute it in that first function. Then we're going to take x and substitute it in that first function, and the results will be the two expressions for y that go in the numerator. We'd have to do a little algebra 2 here and expand that x plus h quantity squared. And so as we do that, we're going to have the limit as h approaches 0 of x squared plus 2xh plus h squared minus x squared all divided by h. If we continue to simplify this, canceling out the terms that go to 0 and then factoring out the h, we'll get to the step that says the limit as h approaches 0 of h times the quantity 2x plus h all divided by h. If you've done this problem correctly, the h's in the numerator and the denominator will divide out, leaving you with an expression that you can actually evaluate the limit of as h approaches 0. We've got the limit as h approaches 0 of 2x plus h. We put that 0 in for h, and we end up with 2x. So by going through this quotient difference quotient process and taking the limit of it, we end up with 2x, which is the actual derivative of f of x equals x squared. Now, what do we do with this equation that we've gotten for the derivative? We have the function f prime of x equals 2x. This equation is designed to give you the slope of the tangent line at any point on the original graph of f of x equals x squared. For example, let's take the ordered pair on the original graph, negative 2, 4. If we want to find the slope of the tangent line, we simply take the x value, negative 2, and we put it into the function for the derivative. So we take f prime evaluated at negative 2 equals 2 times negative 2, and we end up with a value of negative 4. So the slope of the tangent line drawn at that point is negative 4. If we wanted to pick another point on a different part of the curve, like the ordered pair 1, 1, we could simply take the x value 1, place it in for the derivative, and we're going to get an outcome of 2. So that tells us the slope of the tangent line at that point is 2. Here's another example of finding the derivative that's a little more complicated because it involves some trigonometry. Let's say we start with the function f of x equals the sine of x. Once again, we go to our formula of the derivative, which requires us to take the limit as h approaches 0 of this function evaluated at x plus h minus this function evaluated at x all divided by h. Well, substituting that x plus h in for x in this function gives us the sine of x plus h minus the sine of x all divided by h. At this point, we have to remember the trigonometric identity for the sine of x plus h. It happens to be the sine of x cosine of h plus the cosine of x sine of h. So we're going to do some substitution at this point and replace the sine of x plus h with this longer trig identity. If we simplify this, one of the things we can do in math is to change the order of the numerator to make it easier to work with. And then because this is one big fraction, we can allow the fraction to be split into two smaller fractions and take the limit of both of them if it helps us out with a trig identity. In this case, the first fraction is the limit as h approaches 0 of the sine of x cosine of h minus the sine of x all over h. And the second one becomes the limit as h approaches 0 of the cosine of x sine of h all over h. What we can do then is factor a sine of x out of the first term and factor a cosine of x out of the second term. This creates for us two trigonometric limits that we are able to simplify. We've got the sine of x times the limit as h approaches 0 of the cosine of h minus 1 over h in the first term, plus the cosine of x times the limit as h approaches 0 of the sine of h over h. The first limit, the cosine of h minus 1 over h, equals 0, and the second limit, the sine of h over h, equals 1. This allows us to simplify the derivative f prime of x into the sine of x times 0 plus the cosine of x times 1, which ultimately becomes the cosine of x. It's interesting here that we started with the trig function f of x equals the sine of x. When we found the derivative of that trig function, it turned out that the derivative was the cosine of x. One of the interesting things to notice anytime you're graphing the original function and its derivative is that anywhere that the derivative is zero means that on the original graph, there's a tangent line that is horizontal. So we can say if the derivative is equal to zero, the corresponding x-coordinate on the original graph will have a horizontal tangent line. One of the common things they ask you to do when in calculus is to find the equation of a tangent line. So let's consider the function f of x equals 2x squared plus 3, and the question would probably say, find the equation of the tangent line at a point, say 2, 11. Remember that in order to find the equation of the tangent line, you need to have a point and a slope. Well, they're nice enough to give you the point is 2, 11. So you need to find the slope. Well, the slope of the tangent line is found by finding the derivative and then evaluating that derivative at your x-coordinate. In this case, it's 2. So if we work through the limit as h approaches 0 of f of x plus h minus f of x all over h again, or if we find the derivative of 2x squared plus 3, if we work through this process, expand, subtract, factor out an h, divide, substitute in for the limit, we're going to end up with a derivative of 4x. So we know that the derivative of f of x equals 2x squared plus 3 equals 4x. Once we have that derivative, we can then put the value of x2 in that derivative, and the number that comes out is 8. 8 represents the slope of the tangent line at the point 2,11 on the original curve. In order to actually write the equation, we're going to use the point slope form of a line. That's going to be y minus y1 equals m times x minus x1. We replace y1 with 11. We replace x1 with 2. We replace the slope with 8. We do the algebra to simplify it, and we end up with the equation y equals 8x minus 5. This is the equation of the tangent line at that point. Now there is an easier way. Right now you are learning how the derivative is derived. When it comes to finding the derivative, there are often shortcut formulas that you can use and you will learn later. It's time to check yourself. True or false? If you have a graph that has two points plotted on it and there is a line drawn through those two points, this is an example of a secant line. That would be true. Second question. The slope of the tangent line to the function f of x equals x cubed at x equals 1 is given by the expression f evaluated at 1. This one's false. The slope of the tangent line is found by evaluating f prime at 1. The slope is found by evaluating the derivative at the x value. Question 3. If the derivative equals 0 at x equals c, then the tangent line is horizontal at x equals c. This one's true. If the value of the derivative is 0, it indicates that there's a horizontal tangent at the corresponding x point on the original function. It's now time to look at some additional examples that involve using derivatives. One example would be the cost function. Suppose that the cost, c of x, of producing x units of some product is given by c of x equals 7x squared plus 100. The derivative is found to be c prime of x equals 14x, which is interpreted as the instantaneous rate of change of the cost c with respect to the number of units x. For example, c prime of 10 equals 14 times 10, which equals 140. This means that when 10 units are being produced, the cost is changing at the rate of $140 per unit. Population. Suppose that you had a population of a certain species of bird that grows according to the math model p of x equals 3x cubed, where x represents the time in months. The derivative is found to be p prime of x equals 9x squared, which is interpreted as the instantaneous rate of change of the population p with respect to time. For example, p prime of 6 equals 9 times 6 squared, which equals 324. This means that after 6 months, the population is increasing at the rate of 324 birds per month. Here is our learning summary. First, we know that the secant line approaches the tangent line when the two points get closer and closer together. We know that the derivative is interpreted as the instantaneous rate of change. We know that the derivative is defined as f prime of x equals the limit as h goes to 0 of f evaluated at x plus h minus f of x all divided by h. We know that a tangent line to a curve at a given point is a line that barely touches the curve at that point. And we know that the derivative gives the slope of the tangent line. Congratulations! You have completed this audio tutorial on the derivative and the tangent line. Be sure to look for other audio math tutorials at the Rapid Learning Center.